You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now for another story about a company with the power to move markets, like all of them. Shares of Apple took a hit today, falling almost 4%. Investors have not liked reports that Apple has cut production orders in recent weeks for all three of its iPhone models launched earlier this fall. And since Apple is one of the most widely owned stocks by individuals and institutions, any troubles in iPhone land have a big ripple effect. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler checks in on the health of Apple's business.
Skylar Smith is a 19-year-old student at the University of Texas at Austin. She's got an iPhone, but she's not at all tempted to upgrade to the XS, the XS Max, or the XR. She likes her old iPhone 7 Plus just fine.
It's pretty awesome how it is. Like, why keep upgrading it?
Another reason she's not upgrading, she finds the Face ID technology kind of creepy. Falling demand for the latest iPhones is forcing the company to cut back on the number it's making and the parts it's ordering. So if you're a company like Screenmaker Japan Display or British chipmaker IQE that supplies screens and chips for the iPhones, you're going to feel it when Apple says it doesn't need as many as it thought. Sylvie Jablonski with Direction Investments says that means suppliers, companies that make chips, for example, need to account for falling iPhone demand.
They probably do have to consider growth and diversification in AI and autonomous vehicles, you know, and the growth of data centers. I definitely think they'll have to rely on revenue from other things.
It's not just iPhone suppliers feeling the effects of Apple's recent woes. Tech stocks often move as a group. When a company as big and influential as Apple runs into trouble, the market becomes full of uncertainty.
But I just don't think that it's that clean of a relationship that Apple is the market and the market is Apple.
Michael Batnick with Ritholtz Wealth Management.
I just don't think that you could say if Apple does this and the market will do that.
He says the market should chill out because stocks like Apple go up and stocks like Apple go down. Apple did not respond to a request for comment. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.